And that was the great Benny King, a great favorite of mine. And also a great favorite of mine is Susan Anderson. Susan and I met on the Amtrak train a few years ago. There are lots of people in Rhinebeck and in Hudson and Green and Columbia and Green counties who make the trek almost every day down to New York City for their jobs. And there was a period in which I was on the train a great deal, and we called ourselves, still call ourselves, the Empire Regulars. We had great parties on the train. And one night at one of those parties, I met James Lincoln, who was a very good friend of my friends Maria and Dairo. And they introduced me to James's wife, Susan. And Susan is now on. Your mic is hot, Susan. Say hello to your audience, our audience.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here.
Yes. And Susan, tell us a little bit about what you have done. Let's move your mic up just a little bit.
Okay. Is this good? Like that. Okay. Well, I spent 40 years in Manhattan being a designer, then creative director, which is head designer. That's a management job. And the last job I had was creative director for DKNY Kids. And after several years, they closed the division. So when they did, I decided that it was time for something new, which I find unbelievable that I would move out of New York. But I had a friend who was living in Ghent, and we came up a few times, and I decided I loved Hudson. It was urban enough for me coming from New York City, but it was also charming. And anyway, so after many years of being an executive, it was time to get back to the creative. And I always wanted to do jewelry, so, and I love gemstones and pearls, you know, et cetera. So I started making jewelry. And the next thing you know, I'm in several galleries, and it's a business. It's a small business. I mean, I don't want any employees. I've already had too many people, reporting to me. So now it's just me, but I'm in several galleries. One is Gilmore Glass in Millerton. I have quite a lot there. I'm in Casa Urbana here in Hudson. I'm in Vibe Jewelry in Hudson. I'm also in TK Home and Gardens. I have an Etsy site, and I also am at Sweetheart Gallery in... Where is Sweetheart Gallery? It's in Woodstock.
Okay, I have no idea.
I'm glad you
know, because I don't.
Yeah, so, and it's been really, really terrific that I can spend my day working on my artistic process, which is very important to me, and I'm so glad I had the chance, because if I never be on another 18-hour plane ride, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I can understand that. Also, you are now also getting into some clothes, which is your, which is a logical outcome from all of this.
Yes, because I was a clothing designer. What happened after a while is I missed working with fabric. And I was grieving. So what I started to do is I started to buy this beautiful indigo shibori fabric, which is hand-dyed in the, ancient Japanese technique, and it's an indigo. And I made some pillows, and I made some placemats. And at Gilmore Glass, they made a beautiful display that coordinated with their glass. And then the owner, Jan Gilmore, said to me, why don't you make some dresses in this, to make this whole presentation perfect? So I made a few dresses, and they sold within 3 days. And then I spent the summer making dresses, which was great fun. And now what I'm doing is that I'm taking vintage saris from India, and I'm converting them into jackets or robes. And each one is one of a kind. And they're just beautiful. They're, and it's amazing the various kinds you can get. But mine are 100% silk, and and I have some at Vibe Jewelry. I have some online, and I've just started doing this the past 3 months. So I have to develop it further.
So what was the genesis of all of this? Where did you come from and how did you get into fabrics and garments and?
Well,
the rags,
I'm from Boston originally, and I went to University of Massachusetts in Boston. And I studied art history. And in my last year, a friend said to me, you know, because all I ever did was make clothing for everybody's dresses for parties. And someone said to me, you know, you really should be a designer. And when she said it, I went, yes, this makes a lot of sense. So the following year, I went to a school in on Newbury Street in Boston called the School of Fashion Design, which is affiliated with the Paris School. It was at the time. We're talking 40 years ago now. But anyway, and so it was a two-year program, but, you know, they taught you how to make a garment so you could turn it inside out, and it was perfect in the classic couture way. But after a year, I was itchy. I had to get going. So I went to FIT to a at that time, they had a one-year program for college graduates, and it was quite a program, really. They don't have it anymore. But there were 30 people in the class, and I remember in Dr. Goldstein's fiber class, the first day, Fiber 101, he said, asked us to look around, and he said, you know, I just want to tell you, only three of you will ever be designers. And we all went, oh my God, is it me? Is it me? Anyway, and he was right. In fact, only two that I know, myself and one other person, is a designer. Anyway, that program was fabulous. We did all kinds of wonderful things. Like we met all kinds of designers, and we did all kinds of, you know, industry parties. Then, after that, I got job after job after job. I'd work at a job for a year, learn everything I could learn, and then I'd move on and make more money. Same thing. And then I worked for Philip Van Heusen and created a line of young man's clothing called Barracuda, if you remember the Barracuda jackets, many of us older folks do. And then after that, I went to my own business. And then I was back in the industry. I decided, because I had a young son, to work in children's wear, because children's wear, it's easier to have a life. It's not quite as intense as women's wear and men's wear, although, you know, it still is creative. So then I got a job as creative director for Ralph Lauren Kids. He didn't want to do children's wear, but eventually we all convinced him, and so we did that, and I did that for 10 years. And then after that, I was stolen away to DKNY Kids, which closed the division. You know, I should have known better, because they were famous for doing that, starting something, some area, and then closing it. But anyway, so like I said, after, you know, they closed the division, I decided, you know, I was pretty tired. I mean, there's, you know, the rag trade can be really kind of intense. It was a lot of traveling. And, you know, when you're 30, it's fabulous. But when you're 50, it's exhausting. Right. So anyway, I did some freelance. And then we decided we'd move to Hudson. And it's great. You know, I'm so surprised that I don't have to live in New York City.
So what's the big difference?
Well, number one, I don't know. There seems time to contemplate. You know, every once in a while I'm driving somewhere and I go, oh, my God, what a beautiful day. Oh, my God, isn't this wonderful to be alive? And I never felt that way. I mean, I used to think, oh, this is exciting to be in Hong Kong. But I never, you know, really felt that centered and that happy when I was doing, you know, the designing in the city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of all the places that you've been, what was the one that struck you most?
India.
India?
Yes, but I was there, like I said, probably about 30 years ago, and it was the most beautiful and the most tragic place I have ever been. It was just amazing how all these people wearing these gorgeous saris with this sort of heated landscape, and then all this horrible poverty.
I always described India as, because I've been there four times now, as the most wonderful, awful, horrible, magnificent, transcendental experience that I've ever had in my life.
It's so true. It's so beautiful. I had an experience the first time I was there. I was working on the Barracuda collection for Van Heusen, and we were in Madras at the time, which I think is Chennai now.
It is Chennai now.
But
when I was there, it was Madras also. Shortly after the last time I was there, it became Chennai.
Yeah, well, and they sent me into the local market, with a gentleman and to look for, you know, because they didn't really have a fabric library because people would hand weave everything. So they sent me into the local market to look at various fabrics to see if there was anything I wanted to use to see if we could speed up my process. And I get out of this funky little car with somebody who's named Gandhi. And all of a sudden I'm surrounded by children. One little toddler is holding an infant, and they're all, like, hanging off my pants and saying, Mrs., Mrs., money, money. And I started to cry, you know, and I got back into the car. I went back to the hotel, and I just drank. I mean, it was just nothing I could do, but it was just amazing.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely amazing.
They say it's better. I mean, you were there recently.
I was there a couple of years ago, about 2 years ago, and Delhi is better. Delhi is been cleaned up, and they've pushed the beggars out of the center of the city. I don't know where they've gone, but I've been told by friends who live in Delhi that they've all been pushed away. Delhi is cleaner. Delhi smells better. Hard to believe, because the night first time I arrived in Delhi was 3 a.m. because all the planes landed in Delhi between 2 and 5 a.m. It was why they all arrived in the middle of the night, but they did. And so I got out and was driving through the streets of Delhi on my way to the Oberoi Hotel, which is a beautiful hotel, was then, still is, and they were burning tires in the streets to stay warm because it was late October, early November, and the streets were just acrid. It smells better now, but the pollution is worse. It's worse than Beijing in terms of
pollution. Is it really?
It really is, yes.
Hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, but it is true. It's the most polluted city on earth, but it looks better.
That's what's important.
But you get outside of Delhi and outside of Jaipur and into the countryside, and you're still seeing the great, great poverty. Now, it's right around 10:30, which means it is my time to remind you that you are listening to WGXC 90.7 Acra, Hudson, Catskill, Greenport, all points in Columbia and Greene counties, up toward Albany and down toward Rhinebeck. Susan,
yes.
What else have you noticed? Now, how long have you been up in Hudson?
6 years.
6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means I met you 6 years ago.
I guess so, yeah.
Because you were living in Hudson when I met you.
Yes.
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 And what is the greatest change you've witnessed in Hudson in 6 years? Because I've been here 16 now, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've had the house for 16 years.
Well, it just seems to have become a tourist spot.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's great for the economy. It's great for the people of Hudson. And there's new restaurants and new stores. I mean, it's buzzing, which is nice.
Yes. It's nice become a little bit of a tourist destination. It's become a place for destination weddings. Who would have thunk? But
yes.
It has become a place for... that's always
and also it's a nice weekend for people who come hop up from the city,
yeah.
And there's lots for them to do, so mm-hmm. You know,
so where are you going to take yourself in the months to come as you continue to develop your small business? Because I think this is a fascinating process, because lots of us are here
reinventing ourselves,
yeah. And at the same time as I am, I'm still doing some work with people in the city and down in other places. But most of my life is here now.
Yeah, so is mine. In fact, when I go into the city, it's always I always think, oh, my God, there's so many people.
Yes.
My husband said, you fool, you used to live here. This is normal.
Yes.
But anyway, I think what I'm going to do is everything has, you know, sort of, you know, kind of happened in an organic way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started the jewelry, then I've gone into the clothing, and I think I'm going to continue to do that. I think one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to take a trip to India to do some gemstone purchasing, and also some saris or fabrics, because mm-hmm. it's probably I'd be able to. Right now, I buy them online. Mm-hmm. And there's wonderful photographs, and usually it's exactly how it seems that I receive it. But I don't know. I'm going to see where it goes.
Yeah. Now, I have a friend who lives in India whose name is Raja Chowdhury. And Raja is Indian, but never lived in India until 8 years ago.
Wow.
Because his father was an Indian diplomat, and so he was born in West Africa. Or East Africa, I don't know. But he lived around the world, but had never really lived in India. And then when he and his wife were going to have their first child, his wife really wanted her to be close to her grandparents and her heritage. So they're living in Delhi now. And I should connect you with his wife, because she does a number of things that are comp. And I never thought about that, and I should...
That'd be great.
Put the two of you together, because she has a couple of... stores in Delhi where she sells artisanal things that have been designed by her mother and then manufactured by her and sold.
That's sort of the way of the future, you know, artisan jewelry and fabric, I mean, garments and everything, that things are handmade, one of a kind. It's, I guess our modern world has kind of caught up with this, and it's nice to have something that's special.
Yes. And you also just had a really special time in the south, not in the south of France, but in France, in the western part of France.
Well, actually, it was in the foothills of the Pyrenees.
Okay.
The next stop after, it's called the Ariège. Next stop is Spain. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend for many years who lived in Brooklyn, husband and wife, retired there. She's German and he's Scottish. So they're members of the EU, and they're part of a large expat community. But I just went to visit her. She photographs my jewelry, and she photographed my kimonos. So it was a good excuse to go. And then I just followed her around, you know, with her life, and it was wonderful. I mean, they'd go to these beautiful medieval towns for farmers markets, and she would have openings in little tiny libraries on, you know, in a medieval town on a mountain. It was just wonderful. I just, you know, the lifestyle was just, it's just about living, being, eating. It was great.
Sort of like dreamers' dreams. Let's talk about your dream for right now.
My dream. My dream. Well, I mean, I think that I would really like to do a lot more traveling. One of the things I love to do is, you know, I've been to Turkey many times, although Turkey's a little touchy or delicate right now. But and I like to find objects and put them into the jewelry, into the clothing. And that's mm-hmm. one of the things I'd really, you know, would enjoy doing. That's one thing, India probably first, because it's, you know, an obvious connect with the gemstones and the fabrics. But also, you know, all over the world, really. I'd love to go. That's a dream.
Yes, and one of the difficulties with radio is you cannot see, but I can tell you that Susan is wearing a beautiful necklace, a rope necklace of Baroque pearls, I believe.
Yes, they're Baroque pearls, and some of these are objects I actually found in Turkey. This is a tassel I found in Turkey, and this is another one I found mm-hmm. in Turkey, and then these are sterling silver beads that I've gotten in various and sundry places, and then it's all on silk thread. You know,
all
knotted
silk
thread.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Lime green silk okay. thread.
What else would you like to share about? How easy was it for you to move from New York City to Hudson? Did you have a period of deceleration?
Not really. It sounds odd, but I think that I was really ready. You know, and I've moved many times, so it wasn't so hard for me to actually organize the move. Plus, we had the train people mm-hmm. immediately, which gave us a community. That always helps when you have a community immediately. I don't know. I just think that it was, I don't know, I found it easy. Okay. But not everybody does. Some people, you know, mourn the loss of the city, but I didn't.
Yeah, it took me... I remember that when I finished one consulting and I decided project, and I decided to take a period of time off just to recenter myself. There was a part of me that was like, go. I wanted to go, but I had nowhere to go. And so I had to learn how to sit on my deck and watch the creek and be happy.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is.
It is. I know. It's just so amazing to, you know, and to actually, you know, when you're in the creative process, there's a lot of thinking, and to actually be able to do that, to sit down and just really sort of work through a problem artistically and then, you know, start one place and then end up another place. It's just, I love that. That's my favorite thing in life.
Okay.
Is do that.
So, well, Susan, you're going to be off to India sometime in the foreseeable future.
Yes.
And I'm going to put you together with Raj's wife, who's known as Jag. Everybody calls her Jag.
Okay. Works for me.
And we'll go through that. And thanks for sharing. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the experience of having been a creative director in New York City for Ralph Lauren and DKNY and all the other people, Van Heusen, to being somebody who's doing, just so you know, I am a consumer.
Yes, he is.
Of Susan's jewelry, because every year I buy some of her jewelry for my oldest friend in the world, who I've known since I was 3 years old, and for her daughter-in-law and her sister and some other people who are important in my life. And
I really thank you for that. I really appreciate it. I think that's one of the things I was a person who was a striver. You know, I just, you know, move, go, 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 go. And then when I came here, I realized that what was I striving for? You know what I mean? It was, yes, my job was fascinating and exciting. I was all over the world, and I met interesting people. But in fact, I'm much happier now. And that's important.
Yes, it is very important.